Stop. The detective we're talking about, my elder. Date of service is January 24, 2013. Patient name is Mary Young, MaryYoung. Date of birth is December 19, 1945. Primary care physician is Leonard Ellison, located at 17330 Northland Park, CT, Southfield, Michigan, 40075. Phone number 248-552-9500. Fax number 248-552-8144. Next paragraph. Cardiology clinic, no next paragraph. Reason for visit, follow-up, next paragraph. Colleagues, we have the pleasure of seeing Ms. Young with past medical history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, COPD. Non-obstructive coronary artery disease status post-left heart catheterization done on August 10, 2011. Congestive heart failure, NYHA classification 2 to 3. Arthritis, valvular heart disease, and hepatitis C. Period. She came to our clinic today as follow-up. Next paragraph. On today's visit, she's complaining of chest pain. That is, there for 4 days. Comes during exertion as well as rest, and has occurred about 7 times in the last 4 days. Period. It is relieved by nitrates and is associated with palpitations, orthopnea, and lightheadedness. Period. She also complains of bilateral leg edema, and she wears stockings, meaning compression stockings. Period. She also admits to having claudication more on the left side after walking a few steps. Period. Her next paragraph.
What did you tell them?
Everyone got past medical history significant for number one, hypertension, number two, hyperlipidemia. Next point. Diabetes. Next point, COPD. Next point, on obstructive coronary artery disease status, post left heart catheterization done on August 10, 2011. Next point, congestive heart failure, NYHA classification 2 to 3.
She was preparing for that question for a month.
For about 3 years. Next point, arthritis. Next point, valvular heart disease. Next point, hepatitis C. For next paragraph, past surgical history is insignificant. Next paragraph, family history significant for hypertension, diabetes, mellitus. Next paragraph, social history significant for smoking in the past. She quit more than a year ago. Period. She denies any alcohol or illicit drug use. Period. Next paragraph. Allergies. No known drug allergies. Period. Next paragraph. Current medications include celecoxib 100 mg twice daily. Next point. Colace 100 mg twice daily. Next point. Lasix 40 mg twice daily. Next point. Aspirin 81 mg OD. Next point. Lisinopril 10 mg daily. Next point. Metformin 500 mg once a day. Next point. Pantoprazole. Sodium 40 mg. Once a day. Next point, gabapentin. Next point, Synacot, 2 tablets a day. Next point, calcium plus vitamin D, 500 by 500 mg twice daily. Next point, diphenhydramine, 50 mg twice daily. Next point, propranolol, 20 mg twice daily. Next point, sevastatin, 20 mg QHS. Next point, multivitamins. Next point, potassium chloride, 20 milli equivalent twice daily. Next paragraph, physical examination. Vital signs today include blood pressure of 169 by 90, no heart rate, 92 per minute, weight 174, height 5'6". Please copy normal physical examination template. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. A DLCO performed on December 3, 2012 shows significant results for asthma and chronic bronchitis with FEV1 or FVC value of 66% predicted. Please copy the following diagnostic investigations from cardiology clinic note of December 3, 2012, which include myocardial perfusion stress test done on November 28, 2012, echocardiogram performed on October 3, 2012, Holter monitor done on October 4, 2012, arterial ultrasound of the upper extremities done on July 6, 2012.
No, don't ask. That's good. Don't do it right now. We want to see 10 patients today. We want to see them.
Lower extremity venous waveform done on June 9, 2011. Aortic Doppler ultrasound done on February 7, 2012. Segmental ABI done on February 7, 2012. CD of the Thorax, done on January 12, 2011. Next.
40 minutes, come on.
Ultrasonography of the abdomen, done on January 23, 2012. Renovascular ultrasound, done on November 1, 2011. Carotid ultrasound, done on November 1, 2011. CD of the head, done on November 18, 2011. Ultrasound of the abdomen, done on July 15, 2011. Chest X-ray, done on January 5, 2012. Print next paragraph. Assessment and plan.
All right, I'll help you.
Number one, coronary artery disease.
Just you don't look higher, you know.
Yeah, see.
Try see. Two.
The patient is status post left heart catheterization, showing non-obstructive coronary artery disease.
I don't think I made that.
In August 10, 2011, period. On this visit, the patient complains of chest pain occurring during exertion as well as rest, radiating to the left arm for 4 days, occurring 6 to 7 times in the last 4 days, associated with palpitations, arthropathy, lightheadedness, period. On today's visit, we prescribe the patient Imdor 30 mg twice daily to relieve her chest pain, period. We will continue to monitor her condition and follow up appointment in 3 months or sooner if necessary, period. We also advise the patient to call us immediately on worsening of symptoms, period. Next point. Hypertension on today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 169/92, period. She did not take her medication today, period. We advise the patient to stay compliant to her medication plan and follow with the primary care physician regarding this matter, period. We will continue to monitor her condition and follow up appointment in 3 months, period. Next point. Venous insufficiency. The patient is diagnosed with venous insufficiency and has lower limb edema bilaterally, period. She wears compression stockings, period. We will continue to monitor her condition and follow-up appointment in 3 months, period. Next point, valvular heart disease. The patient's today cardiogram done on October 3, 2012 showed moderate tricuspid regurgitation and mild aortic valve sclerosis without stenosis, period. On today's visit, the patient does not complain of more than usual exertion shortness of breath, period. We will continue to monitor her condition and follow-up appointment in 3 months for progression of valvular or structural heart disease, period. Next point. Cardiopharmacogenomics performed on January 30th, 2012. Swab was taken to check for metabolizing of anticoagulants through the CYP450 pathways, showing normal metabolizer through CYP3A4, intermittent metabolizer through CYP3A5, intermittent warfarin metabolizer through CYP2C9, intermittent warfarin sensitivity through VKORC1, ultra rapid metabolizer through CYP2C19. Period. The patient was notified with these results. Period. Next one, arthritis. The patient has arthritis of PIPs bilaterally, period. She's following up with her primary care physician rheumatologist regarding this matter, period. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Young. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns, period. We will see her back in our clinic in about 3 months, period. Meanwhile, she's instructed to continue seeing her primary care physician regarding continuity of care. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Fahad Aftab, FHADDAFTAB, dictating for Dr. Maher Elder. This is the end of this dictation.